things like that. Well, I get these old ones, and then I get new ones too, and compare the two and see how the thing changes.
Well, now here's something that might be worth something to you. I don't know whether you got it in question or not. In the fall of the year, we'd start gathering our, picking our cotton. And we'd never stop till we got around 1600. Mm-hmm. And then put a fair length cotton, that would make you 500-pound bale of lint. Well, when we get to, we'd invariably have less than a bale of cotton. And what there was left, we call that a remnant.
Remnant.
Remnant. We'd sell it in the seed. To sell it to the gentleman. Didn't bring nothing home, the seed. Now the other, when we take a bale, until we got all the seed we want, we would catch the seed. Mm-hmm. Bring the seed home and the bale of cotton too, because you couldn't sell it in the country. Bring it home, roll it off, and in a few days load it back home, bring it to Ardmore and sell it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes have 5-6 bales on one wagon.
My goodness.
Well, that'd be around 2,800 pounds. Just take a pretty good team bullet up here, so.
Mm-hmm. After you picked your cotton, the part that was in the field and the part that ripened after you picked that first picking, was that the remnant?
You see, like that stalk of cotton, when he the first bowl of materials was at the bottom. And you got to take to get a bale of cotton, and you know they used to offer a premium for the first bale. Well, I never did try for that. You go there and you pick all this field over, get in the bottom bowl, and you get a bale, maybe two bales. First going over, depends on your acreage. Well, by the time you got that straightened out good and sold, just before you think about it, she'd be open up again. And you go over that. Second time, we never did go over the third time. Mm-hmm. And most generally, when we go back the third time, now there's a lot of people don't like to pick a little knotty bowl, you know, they just go on by. Mm-hmm. Leave it, looks bad. Then a lot of people just pulled it out and leave a big long, what they call tagging it. Look like cows that eat off that rock. Mm-hmm. Well, when you go back, getting that remnant, that's the last you got. Well, you pick a lot of them tags and them knotty bowls that the pickers didn't want to pick. Mm-hmm. And you'd strap you up some 500, 600, 700 pounds. Mm-hmm. You call that a remnant. And sometimes you say, well, we got a half a bale of seed cotton. Mm-hmm. If it was 800 pounds, it would be a half a bale. Because it takes about 1,600.
To make 500 pounds a bale.
That's right.
I talked to a man down in Hugo, and he said they call that, what you call the remnant, they call it the doctor's crop.
Really was a remnant. There's a man right out here now sitting right there that's older than I am, been here always too. Would you like to talk to him a minute?
No, I'm happy.
Are you? Okay.
Unless you don't want to talk.
Oh, I'm all right. Especially when the judge gets here, I've got to get some. Still lives in the country.
Did he come in here when he was young, or was he born here?
I don't think he was born here. I wouldn't know about that, but he's been here ever since I can remember.
Now you mentioned a patch. What's the difference between a patch and a field? You said you had a little patch of corn that you raised, white corn.
That'd only be 4 or 5 acres. Uh-huh. You see, just enough for bread corn, we call bread corn. Then the rest of the field being yellow corn for the horses, mules, and hogs.
Uh-huh. You said you used to fence your gardens to fence the cattle out. What did you use for fence?
Listen, that was back in territory days. He can tell you about that too. This mother man sitting right out here. You see, this was an Indian country.